This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. I'm in Port Sulphur on the deep Mississippi Delta, about 45 miles from New Orleans and only 20 miles inland from the Gulf Coast. I'm sitting behind Bender's Cafe in the filling station and service station, which belongs to Johnny and Virgie Bender, and they're here with me. Mr. and Mrs. Bender have just been through the hurricane, as have the rest of the members of this community, but they are somewhat in a different position from the rest, in that both of them, suffering from diabetes, have had to have legs amputated. Mrs. Bender, both her legs, and Mr. Bender, one of his legs, and that only a few months ago. And yet they're remarkably cheerful, and the reason I'm here is because members of the community have told me to go and see Johnny and Virgie Bender because they're helpers of the rest of the people. So I think I better ask you, first of all, what is the secret of your cheerfulness, Virgie, if I may?
Well, I feel like that there's not any need to be any other way because it doesn't help, and you just get depressed if you don't try to be cheerful. So I try to do things so that to keep me from being depressed so that I can be cheerful when I'm with the people.
In other words, you're just as well as to buck up and laugh about it as to cry about it. It's one of them things, and if you stay with it long enough, you'll work it down.
There's an old Chinese proverb which says that I grumbled because I had no shoes until I saw a man without any legs. I suppose you've heard that, haven't you, Virgie?
Yes, sir. I forget that I don't have shoes sometimes, and I'm forever saying that I walk so-and-so. I went someplace, I run someplace. And every once in a while, my grandbaby, she's not 2 years old, she goes and she sees some shoes. She goes and gets these shoes, and she sets them down and says, put your feet in them.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, but you get used to it. You can't keep it on your mind, you know, all the time, and you forget about it. I go to do things sometimes and forget that I don't have my limbs.
Well, you're pretty mobile. You've got this chair. You're each of you sitting in a good wheelchair, and you get about pretty quickly, don't you now?
Yes, sir, I can use this wheelchair.
Well, now, what sort of things do you do, Virgie, to fill up your time?
Well, before I lost the restaurant, I helped in the restaurant.
Why did you lose the restaurant?
Because of Betsy.
And Hurricane Betsy's put your restaurant out of operation, has it?
Yes, sir, it sure has.
Will you ever be able to open it again?
Well, right now, I'm fixing to go to school to try to learn to use my limbs.
They're going to give you some artificial legs, are they?
I have my artificial limbs for over a year.
And what about Johnny?
Well, he's supposed to get his limb in the morning.
Well, now, you are the local ambulance driver for the Red Cross, aren't you, Johnny?
No, it's not for the Red Cross. It's for the fire department, in which we all work together and everything.
But how long have you been doing that?
Since 1950.
How long did you do it as a volunteer before they started to give you...
About 10 years.
Well, can you still drive it?
Oh, yeah. I've been driving it. I drive it now.
Did you drive it when the hurricane was going, or during the period of the hurricane?
I drove till 6 o'clock that evening. I turned it over then to my son-in-law. I talked to the sheriff about it. I told him that I didn't feel like that I should be in it that night because if we got trapped in water and wind, I couldn't get out on them crutches and get around in it. So he said, go ahead. So I went to Belchess, and I was in Belchess, and the Red Cross, happened a Red Cross girl up there during the night, answered telephone, this and that. I turned down the phone to my son-in-law down here.
Johnny and Virgie Bender, behind Bender's Cafe here in Port Sulphur, at their service station. This is Eric Robinson on the Mississippi Delta in Louisiana, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is produced by the Methodist Church in association with the National Council of Churches. Presented in the public interest by this station.